Yes, indeed. Money time. JMI Wealth, Andrew Keller. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning,
mate. We're hearing on the Trade Talks, I heard Cudlow on Fox saying this morning there could be a deal. He's slightly optimistic, or is that spin, you reckon?
Well, they're always optimistic, aren't they? But we talked about this yesterday morning. If anything, in the last 24 hours, more attention starting to come on these looming trade talks this week. But there are signs filtering out that it's not looking good for a resolution. And word as I said is filtering through, as usual, from unconfirmed sources, that the Chinese officials are signalling that they don't want to bend or even negotiate on some of the key issues from a US perspective. So these are a couple of issues. We've talked about this before. This is about Chinese industrial policy and the issue of Chinese government subsidies to certain industries. So the word is that the deal that the Chinese are going to bring won't include any commitments on those issues above, and I think we've said before that some of the problems underlying and with resolving this trade issue is that Trump has drawn in these long-standing sort of almost ideological issues that sit in behind it, which you're just not sure that they're going to get a resolution on. And it's increasingly, though, it's looking like the crux in terms of a resolution is going to come political. And the question now is China feeling emboldened by the perception that Trump needs a win? You know, he needs to take the attention away from some of the other issues. Now, the other thing that's sitting in the background here, Mike, I think that's going to come to the fore over the next couple of weeks, is that if there is bipartisan support within the US for a tough stance with China, so that's if a tough stance with China is supported by Democrats and Republicans alike, then maybe Trump doesn't feel the need to resolve this prior to next year's presidential elections. If everyone agrees they should be tough on China, then it's not. He doesn't need to change that stance. Mm. So we've had a national holiday in China, so they've been pretty silent over the next couple of days. I think the best we can expect for this week is no further escalation or perhaps a partial deal. The key issue for Trump to figure out, though, in terms of this, is how to reduce the economic impact of the trade war on some of those key constituents that he actually needs to win the election next year. That's the key.
70% of shoes and sold in America are made in China. Now, talk to me about the ports of Auckland, because no one seems to be interested in this, and I can understand why, because it's a fairly dry old subject. But you can't just up and move a port from the country's biggest city.
Well, you can, according to the working group of the Upper North Island Supply Chain Strategy. So this was the working group last week, and they released this report. We talked about it last week when you were away, that they recommended the managed closure of the ports from Auckland. But this is never going to easy ride. It's never going to be an easy ride. It's never going to go away. But thing is, and sort of since the big start of this week, we've had the first salvo fired from one of the key stakeholders. And I would say to expect that we're going to see many more of these. This is from the New Zealand Shippers Council. They have rather pointedly remarked that there needs to be a robust business case to recommend the managed closure, and that the current entry port into Auckland is actually more efficient, and this recommendation shouldn't be based on political will. And I think this is going to be one of the real headwinds for the working group to overcome, is this perception that there is a political bias that is politically motivated, politically biased behind it. Now, we're waiting to see the third report, which will go into more detail about how the managed closure will actually be implemented. The Shippers Council also note that they weren't sent a copy of the report. So the car industry isn't happy. The Shipping Council, while not directly criticised, I think was somewhat underwhelmed. The Auckland Council wants big bucks in compensation. Yeah. I suspect this is going to be the start of a very long and drawn-out process.
You are right. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones actually just weakening off a little bit, 26,531, down 42. It was flat a couple of minutes ago, 2,951 on the S&P 500, which is flat, and the NASDAQ down about 10.7972. The FTSE 100 gained 43 yesterday, 7,197. The Nikkei down 35, 21,375. That's down 0.16%. Shanghai Composite down 27,2905. The ASX 200 gained 46 points yesterday, 6,563. And we gained 83 points, 0.76%, closing at 10,975. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6293 US, 0.9338 Aussie, 0.5730 euro, 0.5109 pounds, 67.42 yen. Gold just dipped under the $1,500 mark, 1498.35. And Brent crude, pretty steady, $59.14.
Good on you, mate. You have a good day. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.